This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Funny text here from the 620. Going from good music to this generic whatever is like when school switched from whole milk to non-fat. No thanks. That's when I switched to Fruitopia, baby.
Steven.Spector at Odyssey.com. Send him an email. 6 months, it'll change.
Given some promotions where we need to, Vern's on deck show tonight at 4:30 on 96.5 The Fan. The Royals will play again tonight against Detroit. Cole Reagan's on the mound. That game starts at 5:40. All that action is here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Royals baseball. And also, don't forget, we're less than a week away. Next Thursday, April 24th, at the Landing in Liberty, starting at 6 p.m., Bink and Unicero.
10.
Broadcasting live during the first round. Draft contest is back, $965, plus an autographed Juan Taylor helmet as the prize. 1 point for a player drafted in the first round. 3 points if you get the right player on the right team. Must be turned in prior to the first pick on the clock, and the fan staff is in attendance, and you can get Bob's Bavarian pretzel for $9.65. It comes with two with a side of cheese.
Holy cheese!
And mustard. So be sure to be there, and the entire fan staff will be in attendance, so you can, you know, look at Max's beautiful hair. You can say hi to Bob Fesco. You can go talk to Rob Britton about who's washed.
I'll tell you, Carrington, everybody in this draft is washed. I wouldn't take one player out of this draft. I agree, Rob.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
That's right. It is Friday at 9 o'clock. It is Richard of the Week time, and it is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. Well, there's a lot of troubles. There's zero troubles with Surfside. Bob, take it away for your Richard.
All right, you want me to go first? All right, I will go first on this one because this is just stupid. It's also Richardish, but I guess Everton, the soccer club, is opening a new stadium, right? Congratulations over there, 119th and Knoll. And they said that they had like an open house for the stadium. People could come in, like their season ticket holders and whatnot. Here we go.
Soft opening.
Yeah, right. A soft opening, right? A football fan who filmed himself stealing food during a test event has now received a lifetime ban from the club. The video showed the man ordering food at the new Bramley Moor dock round in Liverpool before the server turned away to make him a coffee. The fan was then heard saying, "Adios, amigo," before walking away laughing, adding, "Well, the first man to officially do a Toby, slang for theft, at Bramley Moor Dock." Everton confirmed the 62-year-old had been given an indefinite ban while the membership of his club was canceled. So he's a season ticket member. Those were canceled. Banned from the new stadium for stealing $12.75 worth of food.
Wow. I mean, if he'd have gone to the Landing in Liberty, he could have gotten a pretzel on next Thursday for less than
$9.65. Yeah.
Yeah, and you get two of them.
Two of them.
You go mustard and cheese on that.
I can't believe that guy pulled a Toby, man. That's just terrible. Can you believe that? Stealing?
And recording yourself?
Recording yourself. First of all, you're 62. Oh. You're stealing. You're dining and dashing. You're committing a Toby. And you're, again, having your membership canceled. And you're filming it yourself. And you're stealing.
Jeez.
Goodbye, I mean, there's so
Toby.
Many different things. Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye, Toby.
Richard trifecta.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Come on, man. 62 years old and you're stealing?
Yeah, what the hell?
From a soccer club? Just pay your bill, man. You don't need that Sanka. Just pay your bill and move on.
Go to church.
$12.
Yeah, Good Friday, man. Go to church. Thou shalt not steal.
That's
Thou
right.
Not kill. Jeez.
Dustman?
Yeah, so mine is frauds who towed cars illegally. I'm sure you've seen this on the news this week. These people suck. If you click on the picture, my word. I mean, I don't know where this guy's neck went. Apparently, a Taco Bell drive-thru once a week. But they were towing vehicles that were parked legally. They were charging large fees in excess of multiple ordinances, not allowing owners to retrieve their vehicles and claiming towed vehicles as abandoned property to file a new titles and take ownership of the vehicles. And they were doing this at apartments. It was a mother and son. Donald Adamson and is the owner of Metro Tow and Transport. His mother is a property slash security manager for at least two Kansas City area apartment complexes. So to sum all that up, mom was calling son to come tow cars that were parked legally, saying they were parked illegally. And then they were telling these people they couldn't get their cars and getting the titles to their cars and getting money. God. These people in society, they need Jesus. They need something different to do with their life. They are also under mass scrutiny in the city. Get these people shamed. Get these people out of here. There's nothing worse than getting your car towed. I've had it happen once for probably the right reason. I get it. It's whatever. Shout out Show and Vern when it happened. Josh Verner had to take me to the tow yard to get my car picked up. But again, illegally towing cars, like, you're not only are you doing it illegally, you're adding stress, taking people's money. I don't know what describes a Richard more than this mother and son duo, Donald Adamson and his mother. You've seen the pictures.
The picture of, like, anytime a mother and son are like in a duo of like a Bonnie and Clyde type thing, I love it. Like the woman in that, you know, that Casey Wolf guy, what was his name? Chiefaholic.
Oh my God!
Like, mom was involved in that as well. Nothing better than that's good mother son bonding right there. My mother and I used to just sell fake Rolexes out of the car that fell off a truck. This guy's out here and his mother illegally towing cars.
It's crazy.
But I do think you'll have one Richard bigger that I just saw. The Lansing Lugnuts have announced they're having a Joey Chestnut bobblehead night.
Oh my gosh!
Ugh!
Ew.
No thanks. That guy's a Richard.
He will be in attendance on July 19th. The Lansing Lugnuts are doing a Joey Chestnut bobblehead dog.
Big time.
Of course he will, Max says.
Of course, yeah, of course he'll be there. Prowling.
Who's your
prowling? Mine is this unlicensed surgeon who basically killed a woman trying to remove her butt implants.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know, got to remove the butt implants. It's that time.
Why are we taking the butt implants out?
Because it used to be a thing.
So butts are out now?
Butts are out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could have told you that before you put those things in.
But yeah, this guy, Felipe, did not perform this surgery with a license and did not perform it in a medical facility. They reported that she had lidocaine toxicity. And yeah, she could not make it. She passed away, had cardiac arrest from the syringe going into her buttocks, I guess. But yeah, man, like, what are you doing? Like, this is a real procedure that would cost a lot of money and could change someone's life or kill someone.
I got to be honest with you, though. How stupid are you to go to some guy's kitchen to get your butt implants removed?
Yeah, stupider. The guy doing unlicensed surgeries or her who's willingly going to his kitchen?
Well, it's a couple of things. We can get in deep. The healthcare in this country and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
All the underlying. Like, there's so many different layers. I understand why somebody would think that way. But as my friend told me one time, cheap people pay twice, right? You spend the extra bucks, get something good, or die. And so you're like, well, I got this guy who's he's got an island in his kitchen and a steak knife, and he's going to take out your butt implants for three quarters of the price of what you would charge. What are we doing?
Well, what's
here?
Going on?
So somebody says, "F it, we need to start chopping hands off again." But you wouldn't steal or kill or be a Richard if that was the case. Yeah. But yeah, that is the Richard of the week. Once again, it is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. Well, there are 100-plus troubles with the Royals roster right now. We will dive into what that offense looks like because it ain't good, but we got to bring it up because something has to change, and it has to change soon. We'll explain what that means here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
On a Friday. Happy Good Friday to all of you out there. Hope you have a great holiday weekend as well with your family and your loved ones. And if it's a birthday weekend like it is for my co-host, Mr. Bob Fesco, who turns the young age of 48, Jeremy Offelt year.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one.
That's your guy.
Yeah, Jeremy Offelt. I love Jeremy Offelt. He was great back in the day.
913-586-7965. Who is your favorite number 48?
Boy, are there any?
I mean, you just Google search famous 48s.
Yeah.
And the first one I thought of was Jeremy Offelt. I don't know why. That's just me being a nerd. But speaking of Jeremy Offelt, who was a solid pitcher for the Royals, they have their pitcher tonight. Cole Reagan's job tonight is to completely stop the bleeding. I know that might sound unfair, but look, man, when you're an ace and your team is in the hole, you got to do something. You got to go out there and shove. I gave you the numbers on DraftKings. For Cole Reagan's to get 8 or more strikeouts is minus 115. Now, the guy does have 31 strikeouts in his last 3 games pitched. He is your ace of the staff. He is what Bob would consider must-watch TV. Mm-hmm. The game is at 540. The pregame of Vern's On Deck show is at 430 here on 96.5 The Fan. But where the Royals rank offensively is absolutely astonishing to see this and hear it out loud. 29th ranked offense. The only team worse is the Colorado Rockies, are the worst team in baseball.
And they fired their hitting coach yesterday.
Yeah. 28th in hits, second to last, or third to last, I guess you should think. 28th in average, 28th in slugging, 29th in OPS, and they rank dead last with only 10 home runs on their active roster, 30th in home runs. Their last win was April 13th. Their first 20 games, they're 8-12. They are currently 3.5 out. They are 1-6 so far in this 10-game road trip. They've been outscored by 27 runs, and they are averaging 5.5 men left on base. Fede Pasquantino, 188. Marv, 085. Renslow, 116. So it's not just the guys that you always bring up in Renfro and Melendez. It's Vinny. It's Sal. It's India. It's Massey. Your top three batting average leaders are Bobby Witt Jr., who's hitting above 300 or right at it, and then it is Kyle Isbell and Michael Garcia. If we were to tell you at the beginning of the year your top three batters would be Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, and Kyle Isbell, you'd probably be like, they're going to go 8-12? Wow, how'd they do that? Pitching.
Pitching. World Series pitching, minor league hitting, right, and as we continue to say.
And I'm not saying that they need to go in there like Q described the other day on the show on Wednesday at 9, that you go in there and throw bats around and flip the tables and all that sort of stuff. But I'm at the point now where something's got to happen. Like, somebody's got to say, I'm tired of this bleep. We're not this team. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't get this far to get this far. But something's got to happen, man. Like, I get it. Like, I say the Matheny stuff doesn't work. It doesn't, because he did it every game all the time.
Right.
But when you're down bad this bad, where you're 29th, 28th, 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 29th, and 30th ranks of offense, where the only team worse than you is the Colorado Rockies, who are clearly done with the season.
And their owner doesn't even care.
No.
You know?
And you do have an owner here that cares.
You do
have a manager here that cares. Something's got to give. And I don't know if that's because we've seen it now in 2 games in a row where Q's trotted out there and kind of given his business on a call. Last night there was a play at first where I think it was Renfro was clearly safe and they called him out. It cost the Royals whatever. They didn't have any challenges. At that point, like, I wouldn't be mad to see Q get fired up. Now, Zumwalt did get ejected in the game with, like, the last pitch of the game.
Yeah,
arguing
pitch,
balls and strikes about Bobby Witt Jr., protecting your hero. But, like, something's got to happen. Like, I don't know if they have to have, like, an all-team closed-door meeting where everybody's ripping out, like, what they feel, almost like a roast. But you got to buck this trend, because the one thing we say in baseball, it's a long season, be patient, but I get it. They're 3.5 out. If they win the next 3 games against the Detroit Tigers, which would be astonishing, because you're going to get Tarik Skubal on Sunday. You get Cole Reagans tonight against Job. Hopefully you can win that game. If you win that game, you're 2.5 games out. You're 9-12. Then you're looking at, okay, can we win Saturday? You win that game, you're 1.5 games out of first place. So not saying that the season's over, but it can be if you go out there and get swept by the Tigers, not from a statistical standpoint, but from a fan base standpoint, because we have told you many times the last month, there is an NFL draft on Thursday, the 24th of April. We're all going to be at the landing. Once the draft happens and the Chiefs are on the clock and everything's moving forward, they're going to start thinking about schedule release. And then they're going to start thinking about St. Joe. And what am I not mentioning? I'm not mentioning the Royals, who are supposed to be, what they've told us, a playoff team. This is not what playoff teams do. When you get outscored by 27 runs in 7 games, when you're leaving 5.5 men on base, which you say, that's not a lot. They left 10 men on base last night. Bases loaded, nobody out. First inning, base hit, walk, nothing. So you got to do something. You got to get somebody fired up. And I know this team is about togetherness and they're about being calm and being patient and playing the season out. But at this point, if you dig your hole too deep or you concern yourself too much, you start working harder and not smarter. That's what the Royals are in fear of. So tonight, Cole Reagans goes out there as your ace of your staff, just absolutely shove. And I know you've done that the last three games, but somebody's got to be that guy where we see more emotion, where we see more people getting held accountable, because this offense is putrid. It's bad. It's the second worst offense in baseball above the Colorado Rockies. That means the Braves, the White Sox,
yeah,
the Twins, they're all better than you. That should be something that you put on the bulletin board and say, we have got to change this trend.
Well, it changes more than just Cole Reagans, because he can only do so much. It has to be in the offense. And what we're going to start to experience here now, if this team continues to not get the job done from an offensive standpoint, they get swept by the Tigers, they're going to be 8-15 coming home, right? That's worst case scenario. That's almost double the amount of losses as you have wins. With the Colorado Rockies coming into town beginning on Tuesday, that'll be a fun series. 1-0 finals in all three games. But I think what you're going to look at, you're going to see the resentment start to be set in by the fans, and people are, and I think the first person that people are going to resent, and I hate to say this, but I think it is very true because I know how people operate. Vinny Pasquantino is going to start to become the target of everybody's ire, because people are going to look at Vinny Pasquantino and see him all over social media, see him on TV, see him doing his thing, talking about the Jets, being a media darling. And they're going to be like, dude, you're hitting 188. Mm-hmm. Stop doing all that stuff and focus on baseball. And I think that's where we're going to see the fan base start to go. And I don't want it to go that direction. We've all been there where all of a sudden everybody turns and everybody's ticked and everybody's mad. And then that person is done here in Kansas City. Vinny Pasquantino needs to turn it around. He's the one for me. Salvi's not that concerning because he's got a track record of, you know, 85 years of being in the big leagues and whatnot. And so I'm not really concerned about him. I can't worry about Renfro and Marv because we didn't expect much out of them. But you did expect something out of Vinny Pasquantino this year. And he's the one to me that has to be the most concerning. And I know we don't like to talk about in negative terms the guys we like, and we all like Vinny. I get all that. But Vinny's got to play better, man. You can't be sitting there batting third in the lineup with a 185 batting average. You can't be doing all the TV shows and all the social media stuff and not do your day job the right way. And that's where people start to get, I think, upset and kind of turned when it comes to players, when it comes to who they like and who they don't like. They will start to resent Vinny Pasquantino. And I don't want to see that happen here, because I don't think he's the type of guy that anybody should resent. He's the type of guy that I think everybody wants to love and you know, support and whatnot. But he's got to be doing better than sitting at 185. But they all got to be doing better. They haven't scored more than 4 runs since April 4th, guys. That's 2 weeks ago. They've gone 2 weeks without scoring more than 4 runs. They're hitting .221, Annie Rodgers pointed out at MLB.com today in her column. And I thought it was a really, really good column describing this offense. .221 with Royals and runners in scoring position. You know what they hit? They hit .280 last year with runners in scoring position. They're not getting the job done in the situations and areas in which they did. And so the pressure that's on these pitchers right now, tip a cap to all these pitchers, because they're going out there and they are shoving. They just have to double shove. You know, like, remember that double stuffed Oreo? Mm-hmm. They got a double shove out there on the mound. They're going out there on the mound essentially saying, okay, we cannot give up any runs, because if we do, chances are we're going to lose this game. And that's a hard thing to do. It's like a defense in the NFL. Like look at the Giants last year. They couldn't score a damn touchdown, right? So that defense is tasked with going out there and basically pitching shutouts every single game. You can't do that. Like, Cole Reagans is great. He's no god.
There is a god in minor leagues. His name is Jack Caglione. Now, again, his stats have dissipated quickly. Mm-hmm. He's hitting .224. That'd be the fourth best average on this team. He has 3 home runs. That would lead the team. He has 15 RBIs. I believe that would lead the team. 14 strikeouts and 49 at-bats. His slash line is .298, .449, and .747. Call him up. Call him up.
He's not doing anything to be worthy of being called.
He's doing
up.
Better than 7 active players on the roster right
He's
now.
He's hitting .240 in double A. That's like Vinny Pasquantino up here. We already have that guy. Jack Caglione is not telling me he needs to be in the big leagues, or even in triple A for that matter. If you're hitting .242 in double A, you're not ready for what?
.224.
If you're hitting .224 in double A, you are not ready for the big leagues, my friend.
His updated stats are behind
.224.
You on the board.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Yep.
It's got to be better than that.
He's hitting home runs and RBIs.
Yeah.
Which is what you said is
three,
okay to do.
Three home runs, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what I'm looking
would lead
at?
Lead the team.
A lot of strikeout. He would lead the team here with three home runs. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're dead last with 10 total in baseball.
Right, that's it? 10 home runs?
Total.
I didn't realize it was that low. Aaron Judge has 7.
Yeah. The guy for Oakland has 9.
Yeah.
But again, it's troublesome. You got to get out of this hole, man. You got to get out of this. Otherwise, it's going to take over like venom.
But that's the thing. There's nobody you can turn to. Like, these guys have to do it. But this is where we were cautioning going back last year. You're running this back with all of these guys that had career years, expecting them to all take the next step forward. And that's just not the case. And so, like, we can sit here again and bag on, you know, Marv, and the guy Renfro and all this kind of stuff. Those guys weren't going to be your catalyst this year. The guys that were supposed to be your catalyst aren't. And Vinny Pasquantino is the biggest one for me that raises the biggest red flag right now.
Speaking of red flags, there's a certain someone who's got a red flag when it comes to power rankings of hitters in baseball right now. Just so you're aware, Bobby Witt Jr. is on the list. He is 4th. Number 1 is Aaron Judge. Do you want to guess who the number 2 power hitting or hitter power ranking is on this list?
I would have said Juan Soto probably. I now know answer to this question, but I would have gone Juan Soto probably.
Juan Soto is 10th.
Okay. Otani then?
He is 7th.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker is 8th. Tyler Sandstorm. Yeah.
Tyler Sandstorm.
There you go. And Oakland, no affiliate Oakland A's. He's 9th. Kyle Schwarber is 6th. Fernando Tatis Jr. is 5th. Bobby Witt Jr. is 4th. Corbin Carroll in Arizona is 3rd. Pete Alonso.
There you
is
go, baby.
Number 2. Because he's hitting behind Juan Soto.
That's fantastic.
And then, of course, you had the wonderful people at the New York Post the other day said, yeah, what Soto said as Judge hits the home run to beat the Royals, and then it just said City Slickers.
Pete Alonso's having himself a year, and he's going to get paid. And if you're Pete Alonso right now, you don't want to wake up from this dream, because the Mets really didn't want him back, right? They did everything to basically say, here's the door, and then they offered him like a 2-year contract with the 1-year guaranteed or whatever it is. And now the Mets are probably looking at that going, oh, son of a gun. Now we may lose Pete Alonso or have to pay Pete Alonso all kinds of crazy money after this season because of the way he's taken advantage of Juan Soto being in that lineup. And good for Pete Alonso. It would be very easy to not take advantage of that. But Pete Alonso's going out there, man. He's going to make the Mets pay, or somebody's going to pay a big fee to get Pete Alonso on their team next season. And he's going to be well-deserved of that because he's taking advantage of his situation. So I love that. I love it for Pete Alonso, man. He's a fan favorite in New York. He likes being in New York. And now he's taking care of business. That's a lot of fun.
I mean, now he has an actual hitter hitting, you know, behind him. So he's, you know, good for him. Good for Pete Alonso. He'll be in the Home Run Derby again this year. More than likely this year, Home Run Derby, Pete Alonso, or Cody Tapp in the Hot Dog Derby.
Ooh, Cody Tapp in the Hot Dog Derby, I think.
Yeah, he's been in it like the last 3 years. Never won.
Right.
Continues to try to do it. And then Pete Alonso's in the Home Run Derby again. He has won it, I think, twice. He lost it last year.
I hope Cody does it again. Because I haven't done the hot dog race yet, so I'd like to beat him.
You should be able to do it.
So I'd like to beat him.
Or you should be able to take his spot.
Either one, I'd like to do it. Ketchup for me.
That's what he always is.
Well, sorry, buddy. He's gotten 3 chances.
He's the ketchup lord. I thought this was also interesting when you talk about baseball. When you look at divisions, you know the Dodgers aren't leading their division?
I know, it's crazy.
You know they're not even 2nd in their division?
Yes.
They are 3rd in the NL West. Like, the fact that the NL West is this deep and this tough... The San Diego Padres, I guess the Dodgers moved up into 2nd, so my bad. The Padres are 1st at 15-4. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 12-7 and in 4th place and 3 games out. The Giants in 3rd, Dodgers in 2nd, the Rockies 3 wins. They're done. Their season's over. They're 11.5 games out of 1st
place. You have to sweep the Rockies when they come in here next week.
Wait,
did you say 11.5 back already?
11.5 back in the NL West.
Yeah, that's insane. They're done, yeah.
So the Padres lead at 15-4. The Dodgers are in 2nd at 14-6. We have to wait till June for them to play. The Giants are 13-6. They're 2 games out. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are 12-7. And they're 3 games out in 4th place. All of these teams that I just mentioned, outside of the Cubs, they would lead the Central. They would lead the East. And in the American League, they would be tied. The Diamondbacks would be tied for 1st in the East. They would be winning the Central, and they'd be tied for 1st in the AL West. lead you to believe what's the toughest division in sports? The NL West in baseball or the AFC West in football?
God, I think the NL West is probably the answer to that question. I mean, you do have a bottom feeder in there, and I don't think you have that in the AFC West, but I mean, that's a hell of a division right there, man. I think all four of those teams could potentially be playoff teams, you know, in Major League Baseball, which would be kind of cool because you want to see the cool teams and the good teams, and those are all out there in the NL West. I think it probably is the National League West. I mean, you can definitely make the case for the AFC West, and I don't know that you can make another case for another division in sports. Those two divisions are loaded, man.
You know more about the baseball landscape. How many, like, tier one contenders are in the NL West?
All of them except the Rockies.
Okay, yeah. So then, yeah, it's
all
better.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah, so
because Broncos and Chargers are not tier one contenders.
That's a good I love that. I love that, yeah.
Thank you.
Own it. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, no, say it. It's fine.
Do it.
But, no, I love that. Do because that's a good way to look at it. How many true contenders are there? Yeah, all four of those teams are World Series contenders in the NL West.
Yeah, because the Chargers and Broncos, they're there. They could make some noise, but they're not in that level one.
Right.
But they're, like, you know, playoff contenders.
For sure.
I mean, I don't know about the Raiders yet, but, I mean, you look at the AFC North, it's dissipating. You look at the AFC or the AFC East, it's Buffalo.
It's dissipated.
Yeah.
It's done.
You look at the AFC West, it's gotten stronger. The AFC South is a joke. There's one team in the AFC South. Tennessee's picking first,
yeah.
Right? Like, that tells you where they're at.
Right.
You look at the Jaguars. They've completely fallen apart.
Oh,
yeah. You got Willy Wonka out there trying to get Trevor Lawrence to do his thing.
Take
see if that happens.
At our team and some pure imagination.
Yeah, the NL West is going
to
be...
I mean, it's going to be fun to watch, man.
Like, if we're not watching the Royals because they're just completely dissipated in their season... Whew. That NL West, man.
That's fun.
The only problem is all their games are at 9:05 on the MLB Network.
That's the other thing. Yeah, it really does. It stinks. You got that 9:00 start for those games. Again, that's, you know, it is what it is. But you'd like to find a way to feature those teams. And I encourage people, and Kathy out in LA will agree with this. That Padres team, man, everything from top down is fun. It's nothing but fun watching them play baseball. The whole thing is a ball of fun. The Dodgers are a traveling circus, as we know. Mm-hmm. Arizona being good is cool. And, you know, you've got who's the team that I'm forgetting right now? The Dodgers. Giants. I mean, and the Giants are doing some good things right now. That's a great place to go watch them. A lot of cachet out there in the National League West. Who's a tier one contender in the American League?
Like, overall? I mean, I would say the Yankees.
Yankees are doing better than I think people thought. I mean, you lose Garrett Cole at the beginning of the year. You lost Juan Soto. We said they'd be better, you know, with a separation of, you know, parts by themselves or whatever it may be, by adding a bunch of different pieces into that puzzle with the Yankees. And Paul Goldschmidt's been great at first base, by the way.
Right.
For them.
I think Yankees, Blue Jays, Tigers. Okay.
Tigers. I would put the Tigers in there, yeah.
Their bullpen's great. Torkelson will start, you know, getting his thing going. Riley Green will start hitting. Of course, he was like, what they say last night on the broadcast, Riley Green was like one for his last 19 with like 12 strikeouts.
Yes.
Woo. First at bat, base hit.
Yes, well, of course, that's the way baseball works. That's why the Royals will beat Scooble on Sunday.
I thought Riley Green was the duck man who sang songs about grandpas. But, I mean, you also look at the standings. And by the way, Riley Green, the country star, just a man, dude. That guy's a beast. Who do you think's more surprised with the first 20 games of the season? The Baltimore Orioles fans, they're 8-10. They got a rainout or two, and they're 8-10. They're in fourth place, 3.5 games out. And the Royals, 8-12, 3.5 games out.
I think, to be honest with you, I think Orioles fans are probably more surprised. Royals fans are always waiting for the worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Royals fans always think that one season of success is just a fluke.
Yes.
Right? Like, I think a lot of people look at that as like, well, last year is just a fluke. You know, we've only had four good seasons in their franchise's history, which is not true. But, like, that's what they'll tell you. So it's like, it's easy. Like, that's why when you look at the Chiefs, who might maybe one time in this era start off 0-3, there will be people in panic mode, but they won't be jumping off quickly. It would have to be like they have 8 losses on the season going into December and be like, I don't know, man, this might not be the year now. It would take that much. Whereas the Royals go 8-12, 3.5 games out of first place, seeing disaster in offense.
Yeah.
And it's like, give me to the draft.
Yep.
You got to own it. You got to give the resume to have it. And that's why we always say this. Like, you could lose the city with early play like this because they just don't have enough evidence to think that they'll be okay.
You can't win the division and you can't win a fan base over in April, but you sure as hell can lose.
No,
you can lose a fan base and you can lose a division. you know, in the month of April by not getting off to a good start. So the Royals are 20 games in now. That's two games of an NFL season. They're 0-2, right?
For sure.
Right? If they were an NFL team at 8-12, would you say they were an 0-2 NFL team at this point?
They're bottom in every offensive category.
Yeah. Yeah, they're an 0-2 NFL team. And so Dusty said it earlier. What do they always say about an 0-2 team? Not going to make the playoffs. 0-2 team in the NFL has what percentage of making it into the playoffs? Do we have that number?
I'm doing it. These are the results of 0-2 teams to make the NFL playoffs. Since 1990, only about 11.5% of NFL teams that start 0-2 have made the playoffs.
So this
means out of the 279 teams that started 0-2, only 32 have reached the postseason.
There you go.
The figure remained relatively consistent even with the NFL expanding the playoff field to 14 teams. 11.5% success rate starting out 0-2.
So the Royals are essentially 0-2. They have an 11.5% chance now of making it to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Not the end of the world, not over by any stretch of the means, but you got to pick up the pace. You got to pick up the pace. And you're wasting all of this pitching so far this season. And as we know, everything usually comes back to the mean, so they'll start hitting. And once they start hitting, the pitching probably won't be there as well, you know, because that's the way it works.
Since 2020, only two of 32 teams that started 0-2 have made the playoffs. Only three teams have ever won the Super Bowl after starting 0-2.
Who were they?
I don't know.
It didn't say?
No.
I'd like to know who those
say.
How could you not put that in there?
Come on.
What the hell's doing this? AI?
It's very AI-ish. Yeah, I mean, it's already having an effect on some of the fans here. 913, I have two free ticket vouchers for a Royals game. I don't even really want to go.
Send them to me.
Yeah, exactly. People will go. Come on.
This is another one here. It says, according to Stathead, of the 409 teams that have started 0-2 since the merger in 1970, only 40 of them went on to make the playoffs. That rate of only 9.8%. Not impossible, but certainly not encouraging either.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Yeesh. Yeah. On the other side, we'll get to our Mark Can of Corn. We need that guy's bat back in the lineup. Yeah. Who'd have thought that? We'll get to our Can of Corn here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Powering on through is what we're doing here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. A lot of angry people with the way the offense is going. I don't mind that one bit. You got to, you know, see ball, hit ball, do better if you can. A little bit of a text line here from what do we call this? The 808 or whatever it is.
The 808?
918.
The 918.
You guys have become soft sports talk hosts. Not one mention about the Royals hitting coach and him being the issue with their approach and struggles. I responded. Said, yeah, I think that's low-hanging fruit to blame the hitting coach.
I agree.
How about actually blaming the guys who have the bat in their hand and actually have to go up there and hit? Do you blame the teacher for your kid failing the test if he's not studying?
Well, it depends on who you are these days. Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. If the kid's not studying for the test, that's not the teacher's fault.
No, it's not.
If you're not studying what you're doing wrong, yes, some of that can be blamed on Zumwalt. I understand that. I know that there is some, you know, Zoomy concern. But last year, this team was hitting.
Right.
He was the hitting coach.
Exactly.
What did you say they were hitting last year? 280 with runners in scoring position?
282 with runners in scoring position last year. They're hitting 212 this year, according to our friend Annie Rogers of MLB.
We played the audio yesterday of Vinny Pasquantino talking about his swing. He's overanalyzing it. That is on him. Right. That is where he does the studying. Yes, he can go to his hitting coach and say, what am I doing? He's like, hey, you're picking up on the outside pitch. Lay off of it. Okay, he's not up there like Christopher Lloyd and Angels in the Outfield holding the bat for him so that when the ball comes, he's got the power of God behind him.
We put too much emphasis on coaching in baseball. And you know, obviously there's a need for it. There's no question about it. But anybody who will tell you that's been involved in the game since it's been going for 150 years, a manager is responsible for about 10 outcomes a year. That's it, 10 of 162. So you put a lot of pressure and a lot of, you know, whatever, on the manager, on the coaches in baseball, when at the end of the day, this is an individual game disguised as a team sport. it is up to you to take control of yourself. And I'm with Dusty on this one. You can't be blaming others for your failures. Not that anybody is. I've not heard one player say it's the hitting coach's fault. If I heard somebody on the team say it's the hitting coach's fault, I'd cut that player, because it's not the hitting coach's fault. It's up to you to go out there and execute. You've been given a lot of tools, probably too many, to be honest with you. They're giving these guys way too much information. It's up to you to go out there and figure it out. You're an adult. You're a grown man. You're a big boy. This is not on the hitting coach. It's not on the pitching coach. It's not on the manager. Like, you're right, Dusty. Low-hanging fruit is the way to describe that one. And it's easy to fire the hitting coach because you can't fire all 26 guys on the roster. And ultimately, that's what happens. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, Vinny Pasquantino needs to pick it up.
Yeah.
Vinny Pasquantino needs to play better. He's my biggest concern right now, because he had a really nice season last year. We saw how the team kind of struggled without him in the lineup last year. And then he comes back this year, and we're, you know, 20 games into the season, and he's hitting .180. That's like 100 points of where he was a season ago. So it's not the hitting coach's fault. He's not up there with the bat.
Same person probably in 3 weeks of the season in the NFL want Matt Nagy fired.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, you know, you should be able to tell Mahomes which slot to throw it out of. He ought to be telling these guys which defense, you know, all this sort of stuff. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Now, if it continues to struggle throughout, you know, to the All-Star break, then yes, well, there's some blame.
Of course, yes. This absolutely.
This is 20 games in.
Right.
You ought to be doing better.
I mean, and especially coming off a season of last year where everybody overachieved. Did you give that guy credit last year?
Exactly. No, is the answer.
No. You did,
when they had three guys have 90 RBI, they had 280 in scoring position batting.
So did he forget how to coach?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, again, the schedule's been tough, and I'm not making excuses. If you're going to be a playoff team, you got to beat playoff teams. They played a lot of good playoff teams, you know, to start this season off. And then there'll be a little bit of a lull. They'll have, you know, the Rockies coming in for three, and then the Astros coming in, you know, after that. So the schedule does ease up a little bit. But again, if you're going to be a playoff team, you got to win these games and get the playoff thing. But to sit here and blame the hitting coach to me is just fruitless right now, man. It's ridiculous. It's up to the players. But we don't like to criticize the players that we like. I'll be honest again. Vinny Pasquantino needs to pick it up. Hitting .180 is not acceptable.
No. Sometimes you got to take care of business your damn self, because you're the one holding the bat, seeing the baseball. They can't help you do everything.
Maybe they're not seeing it. Maybe they all need LASIK. I don't know.
Speaking of, LASIK just put out a Twitter ad on baseball umpires.
Yeah.
And it was like, safe, better vision, better calls. Yes, we're literally offering all MLB umpires free LASIK.
Yeah, they should. Last night, there were two incidents. One in our game where the Zoomie got, he was sent to do the Zoomies out in the dugout. And then Jazz Chisholm got kicked out of the game, right? Did I say that properly? Jazz Chisholm?
Mm-hmm. You gotta say it slow.
Yeah, you do have to say it slow.
He's a whole, I mean, he, yeah.
That gentleman got run, and the call was blatantly bad. And Dusty looked at me and goes, people complain about the pace of games if they have the ABS where it takes 5 seconds. That ejection took like 10 minutes yesterday.
No doubt.
If he just challenges that call, that thing is done in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets ejected and the game moves along. But people are saying, I don't want the ABS because it may slow down the pace of the game. Whoever saw it in spring training, everybody's in love with this thing. It's coming to Major League Baseball. Yeah. But you want to talk about slowing down the pace of play, screaming at some, you know, umpire who's out there for the ump show, using a called strike three as a makeup call from one he missed prior.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room in that for baseball. Get the ABS in there, and we don't have that display that took place and draw out the game for 10 minutes.
All right, let's get to our Mark Can of Corn for this weekend. Mac, what do you got going on this weekend? I got a good feeling I know where you're going.
Celtics, baby. Let's go. Going to start with a dub on Sunday, all day Saturday. It's here, baby. Let's go. NBA playoffs, finally. I got the Masters. It was a nice warm-up to sports. Kind of felt like we were in a
warm-up to sports.
We were in a sports lull after the Super Bowl, for me at least. You know, baseball started. Opening day was great. Royals have since
dissipated,
tapered
a little bit,
off,
yeah.
Dissipated, whatever you'd like to say. So it's good. Little jolt, little something new, little something extra for me. And especially when it first starts, round one, I mean, it's all day Saturday. It's all day Sunday. There will be more games on Monday. Every day we'll have games.
No doubt. I'll take a little bit of that. I can't wait for Luka and LeBron to start their journey. Got the Luka jersey ready to be worn.
Are you going
to
wear it?
I look like Luka.
If they
don't win
a championship, is the trade worth it?
Yes, absolutely. It was worth it when they got it. Yeah. But, you know. I would probably.
You know that's a topic somewhere.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
was Nico right?
Has ESPN tackled this one yet? Or if they lose in the first round, was the Luka trade worth it?
Oh, it'll be the leading story on First Take on the morning after. And then the other part of it is I'll be watching the RBC Heritage. My boy, Justin Thomas, fired out a 61 yesterday. He leads that tournament. It's a loaded tournament with a lot of names, like Scottie Scheffler's in there.
Oh, guys are playing in this thing? I thought this was one they all took off after the Masters.
Yeah, this is
the
RBC Heritage. You got Gary Woodland, who's at 5-under, tied for 8th. Wyndman Clark is at 5-under. You know, a lot of big names. Justin Thomas yesterday fired out a 61. He tees off at 12:40 today. If anybody's interested, I know I'm the only one here that loves golf, but that's what I'll be doing this weekend.
I forgot to text you, but Hannah yesterday, we're just sitting watching. She's like, is golf over? I was like, no, golf's all year round.
Golf never ends.
And she was like, okay, let's
have a whole channel.
She wants to watch another tournament.
RBC Heritage
on
Sunday.
Maybe this weekend I'll turn it on. Yep.
But you hope that's the gateway for everybody to kind of fall in love with golf again. But it just doesn't work that way. Like, I was thinking of the hockey. Like, when we saw the USA beat the hell out of the Canadian guy. You know, remember that?
Yeah. Hell
hockey
yeah.
Ratings were down 13% this year. Like, it didn't bring people to the party. And again, people aren't going to the party unless there's a major event taking place at that party. That's just the way it is in sports now. You get something that is on the line, a big name moment with big name people are going to watch that stuff.
No doubt.
Fighting Canada and America in a world game did not lead to people going back to the NHL, which sucks, but it is what it is.
The rods or the mini
I like the the hell was that?
Yep, that's true, man.
What the hell was that?
Yep. I mean, it's that or...
A-plus body type with well-proportioned frame and premium length.
Mm-hmm. That's what Cole Reagan needs to have tonight.
A-plus body type
breaking news.
Well-proportioned frame and premium length.
Can we get the breaking news sounder, please? We got breaking news.
Breaking news.
Libby Dunn has retired from gymnastics.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, she graduated.
She's like my age, it seems.
Yeah. Like,
how long has she been there?
Is there like no professional gymnastics tour
she's
or something?
She's the Brandon Whedon of gymnastics.
Yeah. She has been there, it seems like, forever. Like, and if you're the NCAA and LSU, just let her compete till she doesn't want to anymore, right?
And then Paul Skeens did, hey, babe, you don't need to worry about working another day in your life. In about 3 years, I'll be a New York Yankee making over $285 million.
Oh, yeah, the Pirates are going to get rid of him real fast.
Yeah, so can't wait. Also, you got WrestleMania, night one tomorrow and night two on Sunday. So I need your guys' full report on Monday about WrestleMania.
All right.
Main event on Friday night, Reigns. Punk.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
Rollins. So let's get to it.
Thank you for the hat and the wine.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changes break them.
I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Bob Fesco. Enjoy that. And also, go do nice things for somebody you never know. Could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. When it rains, it pours, but you can go be the sunshine in somebody's life. Stay cool, Kansas City. Stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2.